Well, good morning, Calvary Church. What a wonderful presence of God, isn't it? And to know that God takes us, he leads us glory to glory. And there's so much more that he wants to do in us and through us. And so excited for this day. So we're so glad that you braved the snow, you dug out, you came to church. Grateful for those of you that are here. Also, a warm welcome to all those watching online. We're thinking and praying for you today, and so grateful you're joining us. Well, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and this is one of the fun parts for me as we wrap up the series this morning, Greater Than. And we've been walking through this series, really our key theme, our key verse as we've been walking through this prayer series is really believing God for the greater work that he wants to do in and through us. And there is greater things that he wants to do, and he is greater than anything, anyone, any power, any God, our God, the God who knows you, wants to do greater things in and through your life in this new year. And he does it because he is for you. So our theme verse has been Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around. And isn't that amazing? Our God doesn't push us around, but he works in us. It's an intimate work that he loves to do. And we can watch God do greater workings in our life, in our services as a church body, as we allow him to continue to work in us. We will watch him work through all of us and watch his presence fall in our service. And so it really comes down to, are we going to pray and ask God for the greater things that he has for us? Show me the transcript of your prayers and I'll show you the script of your life. What you pray and what you and I pray for greatly reveals what we will see occur in our lives. And a great illustration of this has been, and what we've been walking through, is the prayer of Jabez. And so if you're joining us today for the first time, this is an account of Jabez, and it's a very unique recording that we have in Scripture. Ezra is writing history of God's working in the nation of Israel, generation after generation. And then we get to Jabez. Ezra stops and he makes sure that we pay attention that there's something special about this person, Jabez, and that we need to know about him. And what we need to know is vitally important because how he prayed can show us how we should pray. And we saw and see how God answered his prayer. Look at it, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, that you would keep me from harm, so that I might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. See, Jabez, his name literally in the Hebrew is a play on the Hebrew word for pain. Jabez carries within his name the identity of all the brokenness and hurt in his family. Yet he carried himself with such character that he was more honorable. Here's a guy that was more honorable than his brothers. So how does a person go through plagued by the past when you sum up all the bad history of your family, all the skeletons in the closets that carry in your family, and yet be able to live with a character that's more honorable than his brothers? Well, it was how Jabez prayed. The answer is simply, he prayed. And over the past month, we've looked at how Jabez prayed. We saw that he asked God to doubly bless him. He prayed that God would increase his border, increasing his influence in his life. A couple weeks ago, we saw how he prayed for God's hand to be upon him, that God would empower him. And today, we look at the fourth request that Jabez prayed, and really, it's a prayer of protection. He prayed for God to protect him. Look at verse 10. Look at that last part. And that you would keep me from harm, so that it may not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. See, here's Jabez. And what he's doing is he's looking back at his life, and I think this is really significant, because most and everybody in this room, he's looking back at his life, and his name is playing on the meaning pane, and he's saying, God, I'm asking you to keep me from the things that brought about my namesake in the first place. Some translations use this, that it says, keep me from evil. And this is very interesting, because that Hebrew word, harm or evil, is the same word that we see in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Look at it. Verse 5, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that very intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So this is very interesting that the same word Jabez is expressing is describing the world that God unleashes the flood on. This should give us some insight to the depth of the pit that Jabez is praying this prayer from. It is wickedness in his family, and he is wearing that identity by his name. And it's just not some bad things. That might be some gray areas, but it's dark, and it is tough. And so we recognize that when you look at your own life and your family history, you have to say that there's some cycles that are reoccurring, and that's what Jabez is dealing with, is that there's this cycle, and let's put it this way, there's this reoccurring cycle of pain that keeps coming back, and maybe you've experienced that too in your own life. That Jabez is seeing a deep, dark cycle of pain, of evil, of harm in his family. And we see many of those today even. Maybe you can look back and reflect on your own family and see things, and it could be something like anger. Your parents will tell you stories about your grandpa when he was a boy and he had a temper. And he had such a temper, it would wreak havoc in your family. And now your mom and dad has that temper, and it's reached its own havoc in your family. And you find yourself struggling with that. So do you follow where I'm kind of going with what Jabez was praying here? And every one of us in our room, when we look back to our family histories, there's sin tendencies that are there. I can think to my family. It'd be very easy to look back, as much as I could see God calling family members into ministry. I can see the other side, too, of anger, alcohol, infidelity. And each one of us has this, and there's a corresponding pain to it. And here's what Jabez is saying. He's saying, God, I'm asking you to break the cycle that has caused my mom to name me pain. May you keep me from this happening in my life, that I might not be in pain and I not pass it on. May you keep me from evil. So I don't know where everyone is at on this, but I tend to believe that there are generational things that run through families. Just as surely as the color of your hair, the eyes, I've got the Sandberg blonde hair that's now gray. In fact, I have my grandpa's hair pretty much. All my cousins will look at me and just say, man, you got Grandpa Sandberg's head. The blue eyes from the Sandberg side. But we all pass things along, but it's just not what we see on the outside. But we pass along things spiritually on the inside. And there's parts I can still think when both Grant and Garrett were born. Grant, we didn't get to hold right away. It was a few days later. But when you're holding your kids, there's a humbling moment that you're falling in love. But at that same token, there's parts from your family's past that you just say, Lord, may they not take on all of our bad habits. Even now, there's parts we apologize to our boys, going, hey, we probably screwed up with you a little bit, raising you as your parents. But there's family tendencies that we don't want to see passed down and see them have to repeat the same pain that sucked in parts of our family. So here's Jabez and what he's doing. He's saying things that seem to be cyclical in his family. It's become part of the DNA. And what he's praying for is, God, give me a fresh DNA. God, give me a fresh new life. Transform me. And he's asking to be set free. He's asking for newness of life. Jabez is praying for protection. And here's a few thoughts and what this means to pray for protection in a broader context from what the Bible says. When we pray for protection first, the prayer for protection is not only from suffering, but it's also from sin. It's wrong for us just to ask God to minimize our suffering. So when we're going through a season that's really difficult and there's a lot of suffering there, it's not wrong to ask for God to minimize their suffering. But while God cares about the pain we experience, he's much more concerned about, for the condition of our relationship with him. And he knows that sin causes far more harm and far more pain than any physical pain or any season of suffering will ever inflict. And we need to pray effectively when we recognize this too, that God, in the midst of my suffering, do your work in my life. Free me. God, not just this from the suffering, but from the sin that has entangled our family. Secondly, the prayer of protection is not only from sin, but it is also from Satan. See, spiritual warfare is real. We have a real adversary. See, the devil is real. The evil, the pain we experience is from him. And if we pray about evil and pray for God, see, this isn't what's amazing, is when we call out to God, he will make this an incredibly personal moment. And God will come in and he will guard us. And what we need to ask is, God, protect me from the enemy. God, I need your protection. I need your covering. Help me, God, to not let the enemy continue to have his wrecking ball done in my life and in my family's. Thirdly, the prayer is for protection, not only for the future, but it's also for the present. See, praying about evil keeps you alert to the spiritual battle that rages around you and within you. One of the devil's favorite tricks is to create a false sense of security that we might drop our defenses. See, it's so easy to get to a point where things are just kind of okay. And you get lulled into letting your guard down. And spiritually, we need to be in tune. And this was part of Jabez's prayer, was that, Lord, you would protect me. Not just for the future of my family, but for me right here, right now, I need you to guard me. And fourth, refraining from evil is accomplished not only by you, but by God's intervention. What we pray, you are asking God to act on your behalf, not merely send you his best wishes, but you're asking him to fight the battle. See, the Bible reveals two primary ways we can deal with temptation. First, actively resist. Flee it. We even learned that in our series in James, how to deal with temptations and trials. But second, regularly we need to request that God protect you from it. See, Jabez called. Look at verse 10. Jabez called upon the God of Israel. It's whose name he called. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, that you would keep me from harm, that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he requested. You may well say, God, I'm not sure what you think of that prayer. Well, first, here's the great thing. If you're kind of wondering, can I pray that type of a personal prayer myself? What would God think of me actually saying that? Well, first of all, he recorded it. That's the part why we can look back, that we have this account. Because Ezra literally was going father to son, and he interrupts his whole rhythm when he gets to Jabez. He doesn't point to Jabez's dad, doesn't point to Jabez's genealogy. Just like we would sit there and try, if we try to have influence, so many times we would try to say, well, I know so-and-so. I know this, or I have this position, or we try to. Ezra is letting us know, Jabez had no standing other than he prayed. But who did he pray to? He called to the God of Israel. And when we call to our God, he will answer us immediately. And this is the wonderful part, that we can look back that he recorded it, but second, God granted. I want you to see this in verse 10 at the end. That very last part, you could easily walk by. But the last part that summarizes what happened after Jabez prayed, and God granted what he asked. Not only did he grant it, but when God, he allowed this to be persevered to now, so that 3,000, 2,500 years later, we're reading this man's prayer and saying, God, listen, if you ask, I know you're going to do it. If you pray, he'll do it. See, God wants to do greater than you've ever experienced before. If I could have the worship team come. One of the things that I'm going to simply ask you is, Jabez knew exactly what he needed from God. And I'm simply saying to you today, we need to stand in the early part of this new year. Is what is God going to do in your life? What are you asking him to do? And maybe there's some areas in your family that needs to be broken. Maybe there's some things from the past that you need to, cycles of destruction. It could be infidelity, it could be emotional things, it could be depression, it could be discouragement that has haunted your family. One of the encouraged things to know, I mean, maybe it's substance abuse. You can name the topic, but whatever it is, what kind of things you need and you want God to break, what kind of blessing would you want God to do? One of the amazing parts is we can sit there and begin to pray all these different things that Jabez prayed. God, doubly bless me. I need your influence in our home, in our neighborhood, your greater influence so I can influence your community and your church and the kingdom. Whatever it is, whatever you're asking God to do, just know he will do his work to a greater degree when we allow him to work in us. He will do things that are greater than what we would ever ask, think, or imagine. Because this is the amazing part about our God. When we pray, when we call out, his spirit will work in us and will do his work in response to our prayer. So I'm just asking you to just take a few moments to listen to the Lord today. As we're still, even though we're in a couple weeks into February, what's amazing is we're still, there's so much of 2025 God wants to write. And as we're stepping into this new year, what are you asking God to do in your life? What do you want God to do in and through you? What are strongholds that need to be broken? What are you asking God? Are you beginning and asking him for the greater things, for his greater things in and through your life? When we begin to pray, watch what God will do. My encouragement to you is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call on him. Don't be afraid to ask, because you have a God that's ready to stand, and he's ready to demonstrate his power, his presence in your life and in your family's life in a greater degree than what we'd ever imagine. It's the wonderful promise that we have from this wonderful prayer. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you have given us this series that we could take time to peel apart a prayer of a person who is just like us. Father, not praying from always a mountaintop, but God, sometimes we're praying from the deepest valleys. And Lord, we thank you that when we pray, we have a God that hears. We have a God that responds. We have a God that walks with us. We have a God that understands us. We have a God that sees us. So Lord, today we just pray that, Father, you will just reveal yourself to us. Help us, oh God, to see the greater things that you want to do in and through us, we pray. With every head bowed, if you're here today, I have to ask this, if you're here today and you do not know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, here's the wonderful news for you today. regardless of, I mean, it's amazing that God's brought you here, but you just need to have a confidence that in the same way God answered Jabez's prayer, he could answer your prayer today. But the only way God can really step into your life and do his work is when you open your life to him. God will not overcome your will. You need to make that choice, because God respects you and he loves you. That he wants it to be your decision, not just because he does it. He works in you. It's a wonderful God that we serve. But today, maybe you're here and you need to rededicate yourself, or maybe for the first time, you need to invite him to take control of your life, to let him write his story that he wants to write in your life and change it and transform it. He's ready to do it if we invite him. So if that's you today, you need for the first time to invite him to be your Lord and Savior, or maybe it's rededicating your life to him. If that's you, would you just look my way? I just want to pray with you. Is there anyone? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. I want everybody to say this prayer with me, because this is the starting point. It's a prayer. Prayer starts our faith journey with God. And the wonderful part is he sees you. And when you call out, he answers. And you can do this every single day. It's not something you just do on a Sunday, but every day we can call on him. But to start this journey, it starts with us saying a prayer. So share this prayer with me, if everybody would pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for seeing me. You know where I'm at, and you love me. Forgive me of living life my own way. Come into my life. Take control. Be my leader and my Savior. I trust only in you. Transform my life. Change my life. And keep me from pain. Remove the evil. In Jesus' name. Amen.